Blog Talk Radio.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul, worship His holy name. Sing like never before, oh my soul, I worship Your holy name. The sun comes up. A new day dawning, it's time to sing Your song again. Whatever may pass and whatever lies before me, let me be singing when the evening comes. Bless the
everybody. Glory, glory be to God as we say worship His holy name. Yes, worship His holy name. Today, every minute, every second, oh Father God, we worship You. We worship the name above every name, Jesus. Oh, we give You glory and praise and honor this day. Father, as we open with prayer unto You for this God's radio show, Lord, I thank You that people have ears to hear of Your divine grace, Your divine goodness, Your divineness in our life. Let them quiet their minds as they receive Your word for today or in the future. Lord, bless them. You are our blessing. In Jesus' holy name, we praise You, Father. Amen. Well, thank you so much for joining us today. This is the last day of July, July 31st, 2023, and we have the rest of the year to give glory and praise unto the Father. What are you going to do with the rest of this year, with the rest of your life? Are you going to put it all into the hands of God? Have you laid down your life and considered yourself dead and alive unto Christ? Those are living words. Those are words from God's words. Follow the Lord. I wanted to share a scripture here real quick that came on my heart just before the show began. It's in Matthew chapter 28, verse 20. And this was Jesus speaking. Just as He was ascending, He was talking to the disciples, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. He's telling them to go into the world and teach all nations. But He says, and lo, this is Jesus. He's speaking to you right now. Lo, I am with you. Lo, listen to me. Pay attention, Jesus says. Above all, lo, with you always. He says, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Lo, Jesus is with you always. I feel this so deep in my heart right now. Jesus has never left you. He'll never fail you. Turn all of this around and look unto Jesus. He's coming. He's with you. Rejoice in him today. Well, this is the one and only Apostle Reverend Robin Tabish. Thank you so much for joining us. As if you can see there online, you might be driving though, or wherever you are. Our website is thefamilychurchofjesuschrist.com. There we're going to have registration on that website too for Reverend Robin's Theological Bible College. You can register. The new year, new season of the college starts August 8th for the first year students, August 10th for the second year. It's a two-year course. You can join us in the ministry. We would ordain you as we see your fruits and committed to this ministry. But anyway, you can go there at thefamilychurchofjesuschrist.com. And we thank you so much for joining us. You can be our guest. Feel free to call in. The number is there on the screen. And it is 563-999-3077. Call in, ask me a question or prayer request. I would love for you to call me. And it's 563-999-3077. But anyway, we are going to move on this morning here and just enjoy the Word of God as God leads us. I want to share on grace. Grace is enough. Grace is enough. The word grace in the Greek is charis. Charis. It's spelled C-H-A-R-I-S. Charis. Divine influence. Influence upon the heart. Loving kindness bestowed upon one what he has not deserved. That's grace. Charis. Turn to 2 Corinthians 9, 8 through 15. We'll read there. You can read the whole thing. It's 2 Corinthians 9, verses 8 through 15. Verse 8 says, and God, our Father, is able to make all, say all grace, the charis, what one has not deserved. The grace, the loving kindness, the divine influence upon your life. And God is able to make all grace abound towards you. All grace abound towards you. That you always, having all sufficiency in all things, and abound to every good work. Let me break down some of those words. Abound is parousio in the Greek, being excess, abundance, to be over and exceeding in measure, to furnish one richly, to abound so that he is abundant in everything. Abound. And God is able to make all grace abound. So divine influence upon the heart of kindness, a grace which he does not deserve, abounding, being excess of abundance, abound towards you, that you having all sufficiency. All means all, no matter how you look at it. All, everything, nothing missing, in all sufficiency. That word sufficiency in the Greek is otarkia, otarkia. Concretely, contentment, no aid or no support needed, a perfect condition of life, all sufficiency in all means all, things may abound to every good work. God's grace is able to make you to abound in everything, lacking nothing, all. In all, he loves you today. And then in verse 11, being enriched in everything to all bountifulness, which causes through us thanksgiving to God. Enriched is plutizo, to make wealthy, rich, spiritually and physically, to all, enriched, to make wealthy, rich, spiritually and physically, to furnish completely. Are you getting it? John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. God gives. In this chapter also, he talks about being a cheerful giver. That means of everything, of all of your life, your finances, your physical being, your presence to one another, to this world. God's grace, the haris, he supplies it to us abundantly, abounding in everything, everyone. He loves you. He wants you to be enriched today. Oh, how God's love is abounding in our life. So turn now to 2 Corinthians 12 and verse 9. And he said unto me, not only unto Paul, but my grace is sufficient for thee, is sufficient for you. Sufficiency, remember, content, no support needed, a perfect condition of life, autarkia, sufficient for you. My grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. This is Jesus speaking. My strength is made perfect in weakness. In your weakness, I know many times we feel, oh, I'm so weak, I just can't go on. Remember what Jesus said in your weakness. So turn it over to him. His grace, he is able, God is able to make all grace abound unto you for all sufficiency, enriching you in everything. Receive this word today. As I opened up in Matthew 28:20, lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the world. Jesus, receive him today. He will give you all grace that is complete if you ask him. The strength, the frailty that we feel sometimes, God will make you strong. He loves you. In verse 10, Paul says, therefore, and let's say this, I take pleasure in infirmities and approaches of necessity and persecutions and distress for Christ's sakes. For when I am weak, then I am strong. God's grace abound in your life today, everyone. The haris, the completeness, the all-sufficiency. Let the Lord enrich your life today in every way. All. Say all. I have all. Because God is able to make all grace abound. I love you. Thank you so much for joining us. We will have a special guest this Friday. But enjoy the week. Tomorrow, new month. Make it unto God. Lay down your life for him. Let his grace overtake you today in abounding in all. I love you. Have a blessed day.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul. Worship His holy name. Sing like never before, oh my soul. Worship Your holy name.